بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين ايديهم وبايمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الانهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, as I mentioned the other day, in the last few paras, mainly scenes depicting the conditions of Qiyamah, the advent of Qiyamah, different scenes on the day of Qiyamah are mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in this verse about the believers. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, on that day when you will see the believing men and the believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, that the nur will be running and moving in front of them. We know on the day of Qiyamah there will be extreme darkness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distribute nur depending on the different a'mal a person did in this world. Mufassirin write that some people's nur will be like that as huge as a mountain. One sahabi had mentioned in one riwayat, he gave the distance between two cities in Yemen. So far the nur will be outstretched. So for some, like a very huge mountain. For others, like a date tree, as tall as a date palm. For some, like a man in a standing position. And for some, it will be just that amount of light which is equivalent to his thumb. So it will go on and off. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, will also get some light because they also performed some good deeds, of course, in inverted commas. So they read salat with the believers, etc. So they will also get some light. But when they will come onto Pul Sirat, unlike the believers who will have full light and radiance, the munafiqeen's light will suddenly be extinguished. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first talks about the believers, the believing men, the believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, you'll find nur in front of them on this right side. In fact, they'll be covered with nur throughout. Allah says, بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتِ, glad tidings for you of gardens beneath which rivers flow, and you will dwell therein forever and ever. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, now this jannat that Allah has promised, this is the ultimate success. This is the real success. When a person crosses Pul Sirat and he gets those jannat, those beautiful gardens, that is the genuine success. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, as I mentioned, the munafiqeen, they will have some light, but when they come to Pul Sirat, the light will go off. So they will say to the believers, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا, wait for us, wait for us. نَقْتَبِسْ بِنُورِكُمْ, so that we may also derive some light from you. We see you have got a lot of light. The believers, when they had would see that the munafiqeen's light is extinguished, they will become worried. And in the next para, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the believers then saying, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا, wallah, complete our nur for us. Don't let our nur become extinguished. And of course, they will have abundant light. So the hypocrites will say, نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ, they will plead to the believers, let us get some light from you, please. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا, it will be said, no, go back, go behind, see behind you. So when they will go back, they will retreat to search for some light. And when they come back to the believers, because they will not find any light, and they will come back to the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erect a wall between them, between the believers and the hypocrites. وَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ, a huge wall, a barrier, which has a door. On one side of the door facing the believers, there will be rahmah, mercy. And on the other side facing the hypocrites, there will be just azab, azab, azab. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Yunadunahum alam nakum ma'akum. These hypocrites will call out to the believers, were we not with you in the world? We read namaz like you. We made zikr like you. And we did various acts, pious deeds with you. Weren't we with you? It'll be said, yes. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You put yourself into difficulty and in fitna, in trial and temptations. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. And you waited to see what will be the outcome of the believers. Many times when the believers will go out in the path of Allah, you will pretend as though you are with them and you will retreat. You will run back, you will flee. You will always wait to see whether they are victorious. If they are victorious, you are on their side. If they are getting some defeat, then you immediately with the disbelievers. وَرْتَبْتُمْ. You were in doubt about this day of Qiyamah. You were in doubt about Pool Sirat. You doubted the weighing of A'mal. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي. Desires and hopes deluded you, deceived you. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the command of Allah came, the azab of Allah came. Now Qiyamah has started. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And Shaitan deceived you. I mentioned the other night, nafs and Shaitan. So Shaitan causes a lot of delusions and he deceives insan all the time. Allah says, فَالْيُومَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا. No amount of money will be taken as ransom from you, nor from the disbelievers. مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Go. Your abode is Jahannam. يَا مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. That is your abode. And that is the worst place of return. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us. Ulama have written, they have given a list of those a'mal. If a person does in this world, then inshallah he will get nur on the day of Qiyamah. Some of these a'mal, that person who goes to the masjid in the hours of darkness, walking to the masjid, those people who walk to the masjid in hours of darkness, like Fajr, Isha, when it is Maghrib late, and they walk to the masjid, then for them, there will be Noor on the day of Qiyamah. And Noor At-Tam, complete Noor for them on the day of Qiyamah. Then those people who wash every limb during wudu properly, those limbs which are to be washed during wudu, they wash it properly. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one riwayat, will recognize him on the day of Qiyamah because these limbs will have some glitter min athari al-wudu because of the effects of wudu. So they will also have some nur on the day of Qiyamah. Then ulama say, that person who protects and safeguards, he is very cautious and concerned about his 5-time salat. Man hafadha ala salawat. The ruku, the sajda, the khushu, the arkan of salat, for him they'll be, kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah, the salat will become a nur for him. Wa burhanan wa najatan yawm al-qiyamah, it'll be a proof for him and a means of salvation. So such a person will also have nur. And that person who is negligent regarding his salat, we mentioned the other day in detail about salat, after fajr salat, how important namaz, and we should be establishing our salat, and especially after the month of Ramadan, we should make sure that we don't miss a single salat with jamaat. That is something that we need to achieve at least this Ramadan. Every year we try our best. We all are weak. Allah protect us. Allah keep us on sirat mustaqim. Allah protect us from slipping and getting into any fitna. But salat is the pillar of deen. And as I mentioned the other day, make dua that all our masajids must be full. Like how we see it in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, tomorrow night, you will see 27 night, every masjid, musalla is full to capacity. It brings such delight to every person. But every single salat, we should be like that. Like I mentioned the other night, we should not be playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only in the month of Ramadan, we become pious, we do 5-time salat. No, make that firm niyat. And niyat is not just in the heart, but make some arrangements. Simple arrangement is you have friends, 3, 4. Normally you go out here and there. So tell your friend that, pick me up for Fajr Salat. I will pick you. The three of us or four of us in one car. We all living down the same road. We all pick one another up and we come together. And after namaz, we go back home. If everybody does this, inshallah, all our masajid will be full. Say, inshallah, we will do it, inshallah. And pass on. This is the message we should give now in all our WhatsApp messages and cell phone, not the other whole ummah's unnecessary messages that we pass all the time. These are the things, if you really want to worry about deen, then these are the things to bring people closer to Allah, closer to the masjid. Nonetheless, that person who reads his five times salat correctly. Then that person who has become old and he's got a white beard in Islam. In other words, he's a believer and he's grown old and he's got a white beard. That white beard will also be for him nur on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. That is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, لَا تَنْتِفُ الشَّيْبِ فَإِنَّهُ نُورُ الْمُسْلِمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. We have white hair, we should not pluck the white hair of the beard. Because it will be nur for the person on the day of Qiyamah. Then those people who loved one another for the sake of Allah, they had muhabbat for the sake of Allah. The meeting was for the sake of Allah. The departing was for the sake of Allah. The visiting was for the sake of Allah. They sat together for the sake of Allah. They visited for the sake of Allah. They spent on one another for the sake of Allah. They loved one another only for the sake of Allah. No other worldly motive, no other worldly purpose. Such people will be pulpits, members for them of Noor on the day of Qiyamah. Noor. Wujuhum Noor. There'll be Noor. Their faces will be full of light. Ulama mentioned these people also will have Noor on Pul Sirat. Ambiyani Mustalatu Salam. Imagine. And Shuhada. Despite the very high rank, and the highest rank is of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the martyrs. But these people on that particular occasion will be desirous of such people. Like I always mention, the person who is finishing his hifz, in that gathering you'll find qurra sitting there, ulama, huffaz. But when that child is finishing his hifz, his khatam, then you wish that you were in his place. Because of that honor and glory. Allah has got special pulpits, members made for such people who loved one another for the sake of Allah. And they met for the sake of Allah. A real muhabbat, not for any dunya purpose. So they will have noor of members of noor, and they will have, their faces will be full of light and noor. May Allah Ta'ala make us among such people. Like this, Suratul Kahf. We also mentioned this last Friday. That person who recites Suratul Kahf on a Friday, there will be for him noor from his feet right till the sky. So it will be noor for him on the day of Qiyamah. Then there is one riwayat, if a person just reads a single verse of the Quran, so that single verse will also be noor for him on the day of Qiyamah. Then that person, Al-Muqsitin, those who are just, especially rulers, people of power and authority, and they were just regarding the subordinates, and they were fair. For them there will also be noor. And then there are those people who removed any problem and musibat from any of his Muslim brother or sister. He removed that problem. He dispelled that worry of his Muslim brother or sister. Somebody was parishan, suffering, so he removed it. Because of that, Allah will also give him noor on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all those a'mal that will give us that noor on the day of Qiyamah. There are many others. This is what I can just remember. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues and Allah talks about, has not the time come now for the believers who have become laxed, a bit complacent, negligent, shirked regarding the responsibility, the duties? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah is addressing who? The believers. Has not the time come now for them? That their hearts should humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. In other words, they should become obedient. They should submit themselves. They should surrender themselves wholeheartedly. And they should not procrastinate. Unlike the people of the past, when there's a period of cessation between two, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then they had long, long aspirations and hopes. And they became negligent. And their hearts became very, very hard. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verses after that, Allah talks about this worldly life. It is only amusement, it is only play. It's a game. Akhirat is something which is real. Akhirat is everlasting. That's our ultimate purpose, our goal. That is our object. That's what we're moving towards. Somebody mentioned so beautifully, dunya is like one house with two doors. You enter through one, you exit from the other. Nobody knows exactly how long he is going to live in this world. But akhirat, guaranteed. Believers and disbelievers, khalidina fiha abada. Everybody will live there perpetually. So if a person has two homes in this world, he builds one extremely beautiful. He spends all his money, his time, energy. He brings the best of planners, engineers, architects, interior designers, decorators, and he spends the most amount of money in that house. And another house he builds, dilapidated, not painted, hardly any furniture there, there's cobwebs. In fact, animals live there, there's urine and stool. There's a very stenchy smell. It's neglected completely. Somebody asks him, you've got two homes, which one are you going to stay for permanently? And which one are you staying just temporarily? He said, this very beautiful one is temporarily. The other one, which is dilapidated, well, that's my permanent house. He'll say, you're a fool. All of us will say he's a fool. But that's exactly what we are doing now. The house of dunya, we're decorating that and making that, oh, putting all our time, energy, everything in that, all our efforts. But the house of the akhirat, hardly any concern, worry, effort towards that house. That is why Rasulullah mentioned, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaahu wa tamanna 'ala Allah. An intelligent person, a wise person, is that person who suppresses his desires, وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and he prepares for the hereafter. A foolish person is that person who follows his desires, he does all the wrong, disobeys Allah, and then he just sits back and he says, Allah is Ghafur Rahim, Allah will forgive me. Most certainly Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Allah loves to forgive, and we mention, I think, practically almost every night in Ramadan about the mercy of Allah. But Allah wants to see the correct initiative from our side, the correct step. I said, take the baby step towards Allah, and Allah comes running towards you. Allah has kept the system that He has put us into this world. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to test us. Allah knows the answer, the result. But for us to see, so that we don't say, مَعَذَ اللَّهِ, that Allah, you will not fail. Allah is full of justice. Allah is just. Nobody can be more just than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah puts us into this world to test us, to see, have we attached our hearts to this temporary world, or have we attached our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah is so fair, so kind. Allah has allowed us in this world to earn halal, to live a comfortable life, to fulfill our necessities, our needs, but not to make this worldly life the object of our life. That's the difference. And therefore we have to keep on reminding ourselves. And Allah subhanahu gives a very beautiful example. And like when rain falls on crops and crops grow, everything is so lush and green, and even the farmers become so thrilled and excited. But after that, if the crops are not harvested, they're left there, what happens? It becomes yellow, becomes dry, and everything withers. Like that is this world. A person, when he grows, the youth, robust, strong, very handsome, bright face, full of energy. And as the days go by, years go by, he becomes older, 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 gets white hair, white beard, needs a walking stick, becomes old, he cannot see properly, and that's the end of him. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin, thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwa, thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin du'fa wa shayba. Allah mentioned another verse, similar meaning. Allah says, after all this dunya, what do you see? Either you'll see in the akhirat, adhabun shadeed, severe punishment, or you'll find the mercy, the forgiveness of Allah, and the pleasure of Allah. Allah warns us first about adabun shadid. So always you could have the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course, hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these are the two results. Disbelievers get adabun shadid. Those who disobey Allah, adabun shadid. Those who obey Allah, then they get maghfirah and waridwan. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ Allah says, this worldly life is just goods of deception. See, deception, 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 deception. But we need to sit back, contemplate, introspect our lives, understand how much have we done, where are we heading towards, how much towards my real purpose and goal I have achieved. Am I moving in the right direction? What if maut strikes now? Am I ready to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a happy condition? Or will it be like we mentioned the other night, Ya Allah, give me one more chance. I need to go back into the world. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. That I can just do some righteous action and come back. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very strong manner, Allah says, سابقوا. What سابقوا is normally used when you're running a race. You're competing with some person. When people are racing, in Arabic, musabaqa is a competition. People are running a race. Sabiqu, Allah says, you must run race. In other words, you got to move fast. You cannot procrastinate any longer. There is no time to delay. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, be the first to come into the masjid and the last to come out. Allah give me tawfiq first. Be the first to come into the masjid for salat, and you must become out last from the masjid. Be the first to come into the first saf. What a wonderful opportunity we had in the month of Ramadan. First saf, try it first saf all the time. But alhamdulillah, we are so generous that we give the other person, but no, you go front. As though we got enough sawab, that man needs more. Sahaba would go for the first saf. Rasulullah said, if you only know the reward of the first saf, you will draw lots to see whose name comes out so that he can go in. You see, for amal, for good deeds, for akhirat, don't waste time. Go first. Sabiqu. Another verse, Allah used the word sari'u, to hasten. Ulama mentioned for akhirat, for jannat, efforts towards akhirat, Allah used these words. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ سَارِعُوا سَابِقُوا But jannat, Allah used the word فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِ رِزْقِ Walk. Allah didn't say hasten and rush. Walk for your dunya. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts us in this verse, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah just gives a brief description of the width of Jannah. Just the width of Jannah is the distance between the sky and the earth. وَعِدَّتْ Jannah is already prepared by Allah. It exists already. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ For the believers in Allah and His Rasuls. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَن يَشَاءُ This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gives who He wishes. Allah is full of honor, grace, beneficence, love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves each one of us. Allah knows our weakness, and we have mentioned this so many times. Nobody is perfect. We all are striving, we all are moving towards one goal, and that is the akhirat. Like I mentioned again, I think the third time I'm mentioning, billions of people have passed on the same road and they've reached their destination. Some excelled, they passed the test, some failed. We are still traveling on this road. When we will reach the destination, Allah knows best. So whilst we are all writing the examination, when the examiner says, time up, finish, pens down, anybody writes, you can't write a dot after that. Pull the paper away. Finish. You can plead. You can cry. You can do whatever you want. When Malak al-Maut says bye, time is up. You can cry. You can try and do whatever you want. In dunya, you can bribe all the officials. Malak al-Maut doesn't even smile at anybody. He doesn't know what it means to smile. May Allah protect us. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, his whole life, you see, let not the angel of death find us in this condition, that condition, that condition. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah bless us. May Allah help us. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. A believer is a helper of another believer. We encourage the person. Last time I mentioned so much, we don't denigrate the person. We don't find faults in the person. We don't mock people. It's not a sign of a believer to find faults and just criticize the people. No, we help one another. We support. We should. That is why in the past, ulama and mashayikh say, there should be people at late night who used to cry for the ummah. As the Maulana Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when he just joined Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali in Jamaat, he was still young, and he saw Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali, 2 o'clock in the morning, waking up, making wudu, and making tahajjud, and then he engaged in dua, and he cried like a baby. Maulana was thinking, why is he crying? He's got some pain, or he's not well. But then he realized why Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah was crying. Why was he crying? Dua was only for the people in the country, in the ummah. Today, after we saw so many masajid, madaris, darul ulums, and people with kurta and beard, and ladies in parda, and mashallah, so much of deen, and we get so happy, we forget the efforts that were made that time. There were people that had to make great sacrifices. Great sacrifice. We're not going to go into those details. Our elderly people know. But there were people who had that worry and pain in their heart, and they would cry and cry and cry. Maulana himself told us, Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to Belgium and few other countries, he says, in the night in the masjid, it was such a beautiful sight. On one corner of the masjid, you see Maulana Umar Palampuri Rahmatullah crying and making dua. Another side, Mufti Zainul Abideen Rahmatullah crying. Another side, Hazaji Rahmatullah. Great people who gave their whole lives only for the sake of Allah. Whole day, 24 hours, entire year, entire life. The only thing that comes out of their heart, mouth, is about Allah, Rasulullah, Deen, Iman. But they were crying, crying like babies. Exactly, we find this in the life of Rasulullah, Sahaba Ikram. Let us be honest, when we get a chance to make dua, what dua we make? For ourselves. Ya Allah, give me dunya, give me this, that. It's permissible. We should ask. I said, even for Rashudis, you ask Allah. But ulama write, ask Allah more for your akhirah than your dunya. Definitely Allah gives you everything and Allah wants you to ask from Him. No doubt in that. But ulama say, your dua should be more asking and begging Allah about your akhirah, your fate in the hereafter, than dunya, than things of the world. Beg Allah for akhirah. And don't only make dua for yourself. Therefore, ulama say in duas, try and use the Arabic words which encompass the plural. Allah give us, instead of just saying Allah give me. So make dua for the whole ummah. As I mentioned the other day in dua, I said make dua for those who are not present. Inna asra' ad-du'a ijabatan da'watu ghaibin li ghaibin. When you make dua for those who are not present with us, and that dua is most readily answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to see, we are a different ummah. Unlike the ummahs of the past. And we heard this afternoon. So this ummah, the mercies and the blessing of this ummah and how great this ummah is. So we're a special ummah. A very special ummah. And until we don't understand how special we are, then we will never be able to do what we are expected to do. So inshallah, we have to make dua for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these are the Mubarak nights to cry and cry and cry. Nothing else but crying. And that is why we can't get tired of making dua. Because we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nobody in the majma or in any way says, you know, he has made enough dua and he doesn't need to make any more dua. Astaghfirullah. Right till maut comes, we have to beg and beg and beg, and beg, and beg, and beg Allah. And you must have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah most definitely is answering your dua. And we have that type of yaqeen in our duas, that when we're asking from Allah, you'll actually feel that the mercy of Allah, you're drawing it. And Allah will show you many signs. Of course, I mentioned the detail, not necessarily what you're asking for, you'll get that. Allah gives you far better. Sometimes Allah stores it for you in the hereafter. Sometimes Allah moves a big musibat from you. But let it not happen that only when some musibat comes upon us, then we go to dua. And we mentioned so many verses came in the Quran that when a man is enjoying a comfortable life, prosperity, happiness, then he forgets Allah. The moment some musibat come, fadu dua in arid. Now he's making long, long duas. My young brothers, all those who write metric exam, just before the exam, every Mauli Sahib they can find, Maulana, make dua please, man, exams. Of course, you make dua, you pass, inshallah. But not only exam time, not only now when you're getting married, or you're looking for a wife, or you're going to pass your board exam, or if SARS is after you, or you got to, Allah protect us, Allah give us afiyat. At all times, Allah sees, in times of comfort and happiness, if you're still turning to Allah, you're still making shukr to Allah, then Allah says that when you are in difficulty, Allah will come to your assistance. Ya'rifka fi shidda. Allah will come to your assistance. We have to become more loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not only Musliman, Ramadani Musliman, or Ramadani Hafiz. Huffazi kiram, mashallah, Ramadan, beard is there, everything, libas, mashallah. Continue. Why must you go back to another way of life? Didn't you enjoy some nur in your heart? Didn't you enjoy some connection with Allah? Let's be honest. Coming to the, what is bringing us here? Some type of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no money being distributed here. In fact, the whole day you are fasting, taraweeh, tired, others are gone, you feel hungry, you want to have some tea. What is holding us back there? What is bringing all these youth for itikaf here? The love of Allah. Tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that you have got some love burning in your heart for Allah. Now continue with that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will open the way for you. Mistakes will happen. Everybody makes mistakes. Then we make tawbah, istighfar. We seek some guidance and we continue. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, tomorrow is the 27th night. Allah knows best whether it's Laylatul Qadr or not. We mentioned right from the beginning. All the odd nights. Our job is odd, even still. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah must not deprive us of Laylatul Qadr. Because the hadith of Rasulullah said, we must seek Laylatul Qadr in the odd night. That is why we may try a little bit more. So tomorrow there will be a program like how we normally have. But there is one Hafiz Sahib who is completing his hifz, inshallah. So they will come from another masjid. Bayan will start and then inshallah he will come on time and he will finish his hifz and will make dua after that. Tomorrow night's time may change depending on the program, inshallah. But we are coming for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah Allah ta'ala must accept. Allah give us ikhlas. Allah make the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam successful. May Allah make us beacons of hidayat. May Allah make this Ramadan a turning point in our life. We do not know when mawt will come. Really, we don't know. The very first thing, all of us, when we enter the masjid, where do we look? First thing, we look at the board. We look at janaza first, and then we check the nikah. Then maybe which bayan, whose bayan. Every single day, every namaz, just became a routine. Turn left, we check, anybody passed it. We will not be able to see, unlike the other day I mentioned, the person, the story about seeing his own janaz on the board. You will not be able to see your own name. You will see everybody else's name. So if you take an ibrat, one day my name will be there. And if the person lived a pious life, then Allah makes it such that when he leaves this world, people will see rahmatullahi alayhi for the person. People will see rahmatullahi alayhi. While you're living, nobody can claim anything. Nobody can say, I'm a great buzrug, nothing. But Allah will make people say and praise Him even after He leaves this world. Allah gives such honor to His friends. Don't we want to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we all have the capacity, and we all can do it, and we all will do it, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah.
There's only one session tonight. Many of our young brothers need to have some questions answered. So we had another, we had a program the other night, especially for the youngsters in i'tikaf. They've got some questions, so I will be discussing with them privately, inshallah. So this is the only session for tonight, inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi should always say, especially before the 27th night, prepare yourself. Mentally you should be prepared, spiritually prepared. And also you need rest, your body needs rest also. So that you come geared for the entire night to try and spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Ya Allah, humari gunahoku maafirma. Humari khatahoku maafirma. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, ya Allah, every breath of our life, every second of our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can never do without you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our khaliq, my Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. You are our raziq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the possessor, ya Allah, the owner of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. You are Maliki Yawmiddin, my Allah. Help us on the day of Qiyamah to cross full Sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Make there be full Noor for us, my Allah. Make us be amongst the Mu'mineen and Mu'minat, my Allah. The true believers, my Allah. Don't make us amongst the Munafiqeen, my Allah. Don't make us amongst the Munafiqeen, my Allah. Don't make us amongst the Kuffar and disbelievers and the Mushrikeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, raise us on the day of Qiyamah with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, with the Shuhada, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people whom Rasulullah had mentioned in the hadith, that even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and the Shuhada will be desirous of their position, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a nur tam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, forgive us our sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari gunahukum maafirma, humari khatahukum maafirma. Ya Allah, every saghira, kabira, guna we did, my Allah. Amadan, khata'an, ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, in the varsity, in colleges, in schools, my Allah. In public areas, my Allah. Ya Allah, in hotel rooms, my Allah. In offices, my Allah. In madrasas or darul ulooms, my Allah. In the masjid or out of the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are watching every movement of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you, but you still tolerated, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us, my Allah. You did not blot our eyes at that time, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You are Ghafar al-Dhunub, you are Sattar al-Uyub. You are the loving Allah. You are Al-Wadud, my Allah. You are the source of all love, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Al-Latif, you are Salah. Ya Allah, you are the giver of Izzat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us honor. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, the sweetness of iman, istiqamat and taqwa. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, die with iman, raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not make salb of this iman. Don't snatch away this iman from us, our family members, our children, or any member of our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us leave the deen of Islam, my Allah. Don't make us blurt out any statement that will lead us to kufr, my Allah. Don't make us do any action, my Allah, that will lead us to kufr, my Allah. Don't make any thought come that will lead us to kufr, my Allah. Protect our iman. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Ya Allah, humari iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, humari jaan ki hifazat farma. A'mal ki hifazat farma. Masajid madaris ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai. Ya Allah, you are well aware, my Allah. You are Sami' Basir, Alim, my Allah. You are Hakim, my Allah. We can never question your wisdom, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal hai, ya Allah. Pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, remove the pareshani completely, my Allah. Completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they got no food, ya Allah, you feed them, my Allah. You nourish them, my Allah. If they got no clothes, ya Allah, you give them clothes, ya Allah.
If they got no homes, my Allah, you give them the shelter and protection, my Allah. Allah, if they gone away from deen, bring them back to deen, my Allah. Bring them back to Siratul Mustaqim. Those young boys, young girls, my Allah, those people who have left the fold of Islam, ya Allah, after being mu'mineen, my Allah, bring them back onto Siratul Mustaqim. Ya Allah, protect us from false ideas and ideologies, my Allah, from kufar beliefs, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only eat halal, make us consume only halal, my Allah. Every morsel we eat, make it be only from halal, my Allah. From halal sources, my Allah. Make us, ya Allah, use the money that you give us, ya Allah, the wealth that you provide for us, ya Allah, in halal avenues, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin. Remove from our hearts, ya Allah, the anger we have, the pride, the jealousy, the enmity, the malice, my Allah. Love for dunya and haram pleasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have different needs, ya Allah. They've got different hadats, my Allah. People have got, ya Allah, financial problems, my Allah. People have got social problems, my Allah. People are suffering depression, my Allah. People have got the sickness of waswasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got domestic problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, talaq is on the verge, ya Allah, between so many couples, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, ya Allah, remove the difficulties, unite the hearts, my Allah. Whatever parishani a person has, remove those worries, difficulties, masaib, mashakil, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters are listening at home, my Allah. Young and old are present, my Allah. Ulama and hufaz, elderly people, people with white beards, my Allah. Your special mercy is on them, my Allah. Your special mercy on masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, abdurham farma. Ya Allah, abdurham farma. Ya Allah, you're not only bound to accept our dua only on our odd night, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us to Laylatul Qadr, whichever night it is, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us. Ya Allah, but answer our du'as, my Allah. Answer our du'as, my Allah. Ya sami'a kulli najwa. Ya muntaha kulli shagwa. Ya ghiyath al-mustaghithin. Ya rahim al-masakin. Ya arham al-rahimin. Ya ghiyathi inda kulli kurba. Wa mujibi inda kulli da'wa. Wa munisi inda kulli wahsha. ومعاذي عند كل شدة ورجائي حين تنقطع حيلة يا لطيف يا لطيف اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا يا الله all those who are sick and ailing whatever sickness they have my Allah whatever sickness my Allah give them complete shifa my Allah Ya Allah, you are Shafi. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them Shifa Kamil, Ajil, Mustaqir, Daim. Give them sukoon, give them happiness again, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus. So many passed on, my Allah. Our families, friends, our asatiza, mashayikh. Ya Allah, apas who taught us in the madrasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, family members who passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, this masjid has seen so many musallis, ya Allah, who have passed on, my Allah. So many elders, my Allah, especially Hazrat Rahmatullah, ya Allah, my Allah. Grant him the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, make maut be asan for us, my Allah. Give us an excellent maut, my Allah, an excellent maut, my Allah. Maut with iman, my Allah. In sajda, my Allah. In your path, my Allah. In the condition of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that you must be so happy and pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't be naraz with us even for a second, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our wrongs, our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest of your ummah, my Allah. We are the weakest of your makhluk, my Allah. Forgive us, help us, my Allah. Give us that strength, ya Allah. Batini quwwat, zahiri quwwat, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Don't make us put our hearts to other things of this world, my Allah. Give us that attachment with you, my Allah. Become our friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to become shaitan's friend, my Allah. فَبِعْسَ الْقَرِينِ, my Allah. Make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy on the day of Qiyamah by forgiving us now, my Allah, and raising us in the condition that we have got no sins, my Allah, and giving us Jannat, my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
how happy he will be to see his large ummat by Allah. He cried for the day and night by Allah. Ya Allah, you knew why he was crying by Allah. Still you send Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to go and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma yukik, why you cry? Ya Allah, Ya Allah. So that we the ummah realize his maqam, his position, his worry, his concern, how he cried for us, Ya Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am worried about my ummah. What will be the condition on the day of Qiyam? Ya Allah, you console him then, my Allah. Ya Allah, you said, inna sanurdika fi ummatika yawmal qiyam wa la nasuk. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will make you happy regarding your ummah. Make him happy, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, when our amal is presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he must be feeling, my Allah. Even the month of Ramadan, we're still committing sins, my Allah. Even the month of Ramadan, we don't control our zuban, my Allah. Even the month of Ramadan, we don't control our gazes, my Allah. Even the month of Ramadan, we don't control our limbs and private parts, my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of rozas we keep, my Allah? What type of tarabi salah we read? What type of dhikr and tilawat and dua, my Allah? Forgive us, my Allah. Protect us from nifaq, my Allah. Protect us from hypocrisy, my Allah. Make us your loyal bandas now. Ya Allah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He was known as Siddiq, my Allah. He was that type of Siddiq, my Allah. Make us be loyal to you, my Allah. Loyal to your deen. Loyal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become righteous and pious. Make us amongst the muttaqeen, mu'mineen, muqarrabeen, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our assistance become asan for us. Help us to prepare for akhirat, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of those a'mal that will make us successful in the hereafter. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kothur water from Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Make us in the jannatul out in a reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, Ya Allah. Our wives, our children, my Allah. Our entire progeny, my Allah. Protect our friends, our relatives, our musallis, especially of this masjid, my Allah. Our muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Protect every ummati of Nabi Akareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the azab of qabar, from azab of jahannam. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect our youngsters from drugs and alcohol, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from drugs and alcohol. Protect us from going astray, my Allah. Don't make us dhalleen, mudilleen, my Allah. Don't make us be astray, and don't make us be such that we lead others astray, my Allah. Make us be on haqq in hidayat and means of haqq in hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Make them come into the fold of Islam. Make them see that Islam is a true, peace, loving religion, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the sunnahs come into a life of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us fulfill every sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us have ishq and muhabbat for Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with your love and ishq, Ya Allah. Make it be most dominant in our heart, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our children become great huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, Ya Allah, with ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who are looking for marriage partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you find them appropriate marriage partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with a life full of afiyat, my Allah. Bliss and happiness and taqwa and pious offspring, my Allah. Those who got no children, Ya Allah, bless them with pious, healthy children, my Allah. Will become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as our brothers and sisters have tonight, Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, Ya Allah. Accept all our jayis murads, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, make us see the end, right till the end of Ramadan with afiyat and barakat and rahmat and maghfirat. Don't make us be amongst those people who are cursed in the month of Ramadan, that the month of Ramadan comes and goes by and still they are not forgiven. Ya Allah, forgive us completely. Make us be drenched in your mercies, my Allah. Soften our hearts. Give us an excellent akhlaq, my Allah. Make us be hayyin layyin, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. يا الله, all those requested duas, يا الله, accept all the jais murad, غائبين حاضرين, سب کی دعا قبول فرما, امت پر رحم فرما, مغفرت فرما. يا الله, guide the امت of نبي کریم صلى الله عليه وسلم, protect the entire امت of نبي کریم صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.